We are now in Contraporti, a very important road that follows along an ancient Roman road. In the Renaissance, it was the most important of the city, before being surpassed by Corso Palladio. Trade and business were conducted here. Stand facing the red marble archway entrance of Palazzo Thiene. You're facing the original facade of Palazzo Thiene made by Lorenzo da Bologna. Observe the jambs of the red marble archway, which feature refined sculpture work, in which we can recognize faces inside the tondos that resemble Roman coins. These testify once again how the Thiene family wanted to express their cultural autonomy. While still facing Palazzo Thiene, on your very right, far down the road, you can catch a glimpse of the Palladian-style Palazzo Iseppo da Porto. In front of Palazzo Iseppo da Porto, you can see two Gothic palaces with inverted arches, the only example of this style outside of Venice in the entire Veneto region. The closest place to where you're standing now is Palazzo da Porto Breganze, and immediately after that is the red-bricked Palazzo Porto Colleoni. In this palace, Sebastiano Serlio made a mobile theatre, an example predating the existing Olympic Theatre. Now turn to your right. Across from Palazzo Thiene is Palazzo Barbaran da Porto, one of the few palaces started and finished while Palladio was still alive. Observe the distribution of the columns. Did you notice that the main door is not located in the center? There are four columns to the right and six to the left of the door. If you look above the last two columns on the left, there are no bas-reliefs. This is because Palladio built the palace with the door in the center, but a later owner, Montano Barbarano, decided to buy the nearby land and increase the size of the palace. The bas-reliefs tell the story of Scipio Africanus. Montano Barbarano, the owner, wanted to use the expeditions of Scipio Africanus as a metaphor for the virtues of his father who died during a war in Cyprus. Today, the palace is the headquarters of the CISA, the International Study Center on Andrea Palladio.